The sky is an ominous, swirling mix of gray. Lightning bolts flash through the downpour. My dog is in full storm shake mode, panting and whining, tail between her legs. A clap of thunder subsides, and I hear it, the tornado siren. In the age before weather alert systems, a person had to look up into that big mess of a sky and guess what was coming. But today, thankful for a high-tech world, I run to the television and see my county on the storm map flashing red for warning. Take cover immediately, the television demands. Go to the lowest floor of your home and stay away from windows, telephones, and plumbing. Meanwhile, my neighbor, toting his weed whacker and wearing safety goggles, calmly puts the finishing touches on his lilac bush as the sirens blare. My basementless family stands outside on our stoop, squinting at the sky until my neighbor has mercy on us. Over the whir of his weed whacker, he yells, "The door's open. You can go down in the basement." We shout a thank you through the wind and dart across his yard and into the safety of his home. Down on the cold cement floor next to a workbench, we brace ourselves for a twister. Above us, our neighbors talk on the phone and wash the dinner dishes. Eventually, we emerge with sheepish grins and apologies for being so easily frightened. Back home, we flip back and forth between one TV channel's Doppler storm tracker, complete with lightning bolt logo, and another channel's double Doppler. Something's going on out there, but no one really knows what. The weather people toss about odd phrases like possible tornadoes and potential hail. Someone declares the severe thunderstorm not really that severe, but he says this to a backdrop of still flashing tornado warning zones, five counties of them. A tornado warning used to mean that human eyes had witnessed the telltale twisting funnel cloud, but now it apparently means that satellites or computers have detected dangerous or possibly dangerous weather patterns. In our drive to be always one step ahead of nature, are we the ones who are outsmarted? How many times will law-abiding citizens go below ground for what turns out to be pre-hail? Weather alert systems undoubtedly save lives, but if not used with care, they also run the risk of desensitizing. When we're sure we have the world figured out, that's the time to think again. If we don't, we may be back where we started, gazing up into that big mess of a sky and guessing.